Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody.
It must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, along with Starzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. E-cocktails are ready. The chocolate fountain is ready. The only things missing have been you, so come on in and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
Go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Welcome to the Grotto. It's got to be Saturday again around here. How's everybody doing? I'm doing perfect, and so are you. It's good to see you. Good to see everybody. Welcome. As the others begin to show up, and they're always fashionably late to the Grotto, let's start things off, you know. Let's get a little music happening and get some altitude happening. Let's see. Who's ready for a little Caro Emerald? You know, pack up the Louie.
Wait. I'm in the mood.
Thank you, Lonesome Rhodes. He's ready. Let's hear it. Caro. Emerald.
The clock rings and it's 11:30. Can't believe it, but the time just flies. Soon I'll be on a cruise of Devon, hearing stories and a thousand lies about the things that I never do. Experience that I don't have. It's kinda scary on the big Queen Mary. Gotta get it, gotta do it fast. Gotta grab the piece of paper. Wish I could find my pen. What am I taking? Yeah, what am I waiting for?
Cocktail, grab yourself a floaty and a fresh hand rolled sole and some hors d'oeuvres and maybe an e mojito. What do you think, Brian?
I don't think it's a gay drink. Mojito.
Yeah. Caro Emerald, she should be having that baby here pretty soon. Baby G. No!
Thank you. Genova Connection Collective, Genova, J-E-N-O-V-A Collective, called Doing It. And the Genova Collective is just a bunch of kids, man. It's like 21-year-old kids, you know, falling back on this old swing stuff, you know, and that's pretty cool. Hey, Brenda Jo, she joined us. Thank you for joining the party, sweetie. Good to see ya. Mwah. All right. Yeah, you know, the kids are doing this swing stuff. I'm loving it. However, I was watching a film the other night on TCM, and I don't know if Gumby's caught this one too, The Glenn Miller Story, starring Jimmy Stewart, and it was a great movie and largely fictitious portrayal about Glenn Miller and Glenn Miller's, you know, story of his life and stuff. However, the music was great, and the music was, pretty, you know, Glenn Miller is actually my very favorite big band leader. I love the swing stuff, as you know, and I love all of them. You know, Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, the list goes on and on. I love them all. However, Glenn Miller was like one of the first ones, I think, that really influenced me, probably because my parents liked to listen to it. Yes, my parents. I'm dating myself, and I got to stop doing it. I got to date others. Anyway, Glenn Miller... there were a couple of tunes, and I'm going to feature them right now. The first one is one of my favorites, and how Glenn Miller, what he did on this was kind of genius. What he did on this was turn a trombone from a brass instrument into a percussion instrument using a little thing called a toilet plunger. Amazing stuff. Here we go, the first one, Glenn Miller. Tuxedo Junction, this is an early recording of this song, so it's got the scratches and clicks and pops. Sorry about that. Thank you. Yeah, I love it. How you can take and turn one instrument from something to something else. Using a simple item like a toilet plunger. Okay. Now, this next one is from a film from 1942 called Orchestral Wives, and I would love to see TCM featuring this one someday. It has Glenn Miller and all of his orchestra, of course, and also Marion Hutton, the Nicholas Brothers. Cesar Romero is in it, and Jackie Gleason. I think it's like one of his first films. It's 1942. He played the double bass player, and Jackie, being a comedian, he would just totally break up old Glenn Miller when they were doing the scenes and stuff. And I did not know this, but Glenn Miller had some sort of an ailment where laughing was extremely painful to the guy, right? So here he is, and he found himself, you know, every time he'd look at Jackie Gleason, he would just bust up laughing, and it was painful for him, the poor guy. Anyway, this tune from 1942 also features his lead vocalist, who also, when Glenn Miller turned up missing in 1944, he also took over the orchestra, Tex Beneke. And we all have a gal, not from Kalamazoo, but from Detroit. But anyway, here we go.
Kid, I'm hurrying to. G-H, I got a gal.
Where?
In Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
I don't want to boast, but I know she's a toast of Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by. My, my, how she grew.
Man, did she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm going to send a wire.
Hopping on a flyer.
Leaving today. Am I dreaming?
I can hear screaming. Hiya, Mr. Jackson.
Everything's okay.
A-L-A-M-A-Z-O.
Oh, what a gal. A real pipperoo.
She's a fine chick.
I'm gonna make my bid for the freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to. Going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, featuring the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Marion Hutton, the Nicholas Brothers, and Tex Beneke, who took over the band after Glenn Miller became missing back in 1944. After World War II, Tex Beneke stepped up and led the orchestra and took them around on tours and stuff that were already booked and so forth. He did that for a couple of years, so hats off to old Tex for that. Stepping up? Yeah. Now we have Alice Francis, and so she proposes that we all do this for her. Now, some of us might take offense to it, and others might take her up on it. I don't know. It depends on where you're at.
Say you like my hair, you say you like my shoes. You ask where I bought them, and my cheap ass back to you. Like my smelly feet, talk about a fiery bouquet. And even though my burp, say I'm a fancy lady. But there is one thing that you should not get at night. you can kiss my ass. If you want to kiss me, you can kiss my ass. I know you won't regret it, because my ass is a mess. You can get down, they turn around, but just be fast. If you want to kiss me, you can kiss my ass. I'm walking down the street of Rouge Avenue. All you can do are coffee mats here, flattery there, but actually you don't care except for you say. One thing that you should not miss at last, if you want to kiss me, you can kiss my ass. If you want to kiss me, you can kiss my ass. I know you won't regret it, cause my
queue in the grotto forming to get in line for that. I don't know. But that would be contributing to the delinquency of a major, minor swing. Belarus!
Christmas Eve, with his fingertips, softly, 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 we kneel.
Light my fuse. Light the fuse on this rocket. Let's go. stars and loves Rick Derringer.
DJ accepts no responsibility for the next record. This is a request.
Yeah, we had a request for some ELO. Here you go. From the Zoom album.
Tell me I'm mistaken. I must be kind of slow. The only time you ever cared was when you needed more easy money. Bring him in and make him grin and take him to the store. He's
one more from the same album. Ringo played drums on both these tracks, by the way.
I'm
we go with a little tape by Madame Coquette.
She reminds me of Paul Revere's ride. A little light in a belfry.
This is going to cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show. Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
I love Wisconsin. I love coming here. I perform here a lot because I've discovered that you people apparently have some sort of federal grant for drinking. You're insane. You pay less for liquor than anybody I know anywhere in the country. Nobody pays less for liquor than you.
Yo, DJ, are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.
God O' Evidence!
Oh, yeah. We're just getting started.
I paint up pictures in my mind. A thousand colors are aligned. In perfect harmony, they start to blend until the end of time. A sky that's picture perfect blue. I've never seen that kind of you. And when I close my eyes, I see you there. I start to share. I'll give you anything I never share. You'll always be one in a million, but the sky.
for some island groove.
Thank you.
time for a little pink martini. Let's never stop falling in love.
I wish a falling star could fall forever and sparkle through the clouds and stormy weather. And in the darkness of the night, the star would shine a glimmering light.
Ariel Calma.
mother, but it's gonna be in the moon. Bang, zoom.
Ready for the Grotto Rag. Let's do the Grotto Rag, shall we? We'll be right back.
Well, now, suppose you became a famous actress and then you met somebody you liked and got married. Would you be willing to quit acting and be a housewife and a mother?
Well, I think if you keep your feet on the ground, you can combine both. That's what I would like to do.
Well, if you keep your feet on the ground, you'll never be a mother.
That's for all you mothers on Mother's Day tomorrow. Happy Mother's Day. Jimmy Vaughn and Luann Barton. Yeah, I'm in the mood for you, too. This one goes out to my dear friend in Holland, along with my baby sister, Marika, and Lucia. Here you go, Lucia.
Dat is Loesje. Loesje is het meisje van de drummer van de band. Daar gaat Loesje met dat leuke bloesje. Loesje vindt de drummer toch zo'n echte leuke band. Voor de drummer speelt een break. Loesje vindt de drummer toch zo'n echte leuke band.
Tony Jr., Nicholas Fox, Lucia. Okay, time for Maria. You know, it ain't to me.
It ain't to me, it's the motion that makes your mama wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, it's the movement that kisses the sock. Well, I had a man, he was awful thin, not much chewing but bones and skin. But one thing about him I could understand, he wraps all around me like a rubber band. It ain't the meat, it's the motion that makes your mama wanna rock. It ain't the need, it's the motion, it's the movement that gives it the stop. The harder they fall. It ain't the need, it's the motion that makes your mama wanna rock. It ain't the need, it's the motion, it's the movement that gives it the stop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Maria. And now, a word from Orson Welles.
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You were such pests.
Now, what is it you want? In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want?
Well, I just wanted to know what you thought of all this.
This is a lot of shit.
Who the hell are you, anyway? Jesus.
God, chill out, Orson. Have a Falstaff and another Churchill. Is that for some booty swing? Swing that booty!
Here we go with a little Parov Stellar. Booty swing. So swing that booty.
suit you to play and make it more swingy. Hey, and then give me some Hornet. You know the ba 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 ba. Come on, give it to me. Stand up, face and make a thing. Give those strings that rip and zing. You know exactly what I came here for. Back it up and do it again. From the middle to the top to the end.
Well, apparently she wanted it, too. She's walking around with somebody's kid. Very quiet as to whose it is. I wonder whose baby she's having. Oh, well. I want to thank you all for coming to the Grotto tonight. Thank you for joining me. Yes, have a couple more e-cocktails for the road. Don't worry about cleaning up. Starzan's got that. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. On a night like this. Joe and Fort Prefect, you stayed through the whole thing, man. How cool is that? And Gina Camille Husky and RJ Gumby. We had a couple of guests. And my daughter Natalie is also listening in on her widget or whatever. And others are as well. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving me 2 hours, two of the fastest hours all week. Good night, everybody.
From way wide, you see the smoke start to rise as they play cat. And you walk over softly, moving past the guard. The stakes are getting higher, you can feel it living in your heart. Hold your bluff, he is the ace you never thought he played that much. And now it's more than all his heart and wants to touch. You'll never know if we can
walk away and suddenly see. would be so great. Thank you, guys. Will you guys sing one more time with me? Thank you. Did you ever dream? I have never dreamed a night like this.